This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November 27th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today's show is going to include financial advice, tips for good habits for a healthy brain, information about co-administration of vaccines, downsizing wisdom, fitness tips, feng shui, updates about hearing aids, CARP, even a visit with Cupid and more. But before we start, consider this. We have 1,440 minutes each day. It's totally up to us how we spend these minutes. As unique individuals, we each have dreams and pasts. We also have something in common. We have an opportunity to spend our time well and build a solid future. None of us know how much time we have. Life is precious, and our time need not be wasted. We can choose to invest in a future and embark on our individual endeavors to live well and get what we wish done. We're not competing with one another. Rather, we're living simultaneously as individuals, and as that, we can live our best. We can choose to live well, be kind to one another, set goals to make a good and happy life for ourselves, and have a positive impact on our personal world and beyond. It's up to us to stay engaged in life, to seek our answers, set our goals, and work towards them at our own pace. The only misstep is to close our mind and get stuck and do nothing with the time we have. That doesn't mean don't rest, don't take time to breathe, to reflect, to enjoy life's moments. But also, be aware that the clock will stop one day for each of us. Yet, while we live, we can make good use of our lives. And you can do simple things, stay connected with people, try to achieve whatever makes your heart sing, and have a life's journey that can be filled with good, and your actions can be satisfying. You can be an agent for change if you wish. A life well-lived is a successful life. The key is yours to turn. You can start your engine and travel your path. You can accomplish things each day and have satisfaction knowing you're trying your best. It's your life to live, and it's up to you to determine what your strategy is and then go for your goals. Embrace the moment and reach to make your future. Take your steps, big and small, as necessary. No, you need not do it alone. Feel free to reach out to others for information and support. The From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you. All it takes is an email or call to us, and our contact information is simple to find. Just log on to my website, marilyns.ca, that's marilyns.ca. Look under On Radio Sponsor Expert List, and there you'll have it. If you have questions, we're happy to answer them and guide you. Together, we can navigate to good outcomes and get the best results. We're all better together. Now let's get started by learning about investing for retirement with Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, this morning I'm going to discuss some thoughts around, you know, who you choose to be your executor. And it does tie in a little bit about with the idea of time that your theme today, because being an executor these days takes a lot of time, and one really needs to consider whether they want to be part of that or not. Your executor, of course, is the person, persons, or organization named as being responsible for executing on the directions given in your will. Now, traditionally, between couples, you know, one spouse automatically, names the other as their executor. However, I'm going to share a story today that highlights the question of whether your spouse is the best person to be the executor of your will. The topic of executor has actually become much more important in recent years. I've seen it grown to be part of a lot more dialogues than we used to have, and it's for two main reasons. Number one, it's simple demographics. A significant portion of our population here in Canada keeps getting a year older every year. Okay, yeah, so does everybody. But the baby boomer crowd is beginning to take the idea of a legacy and will planning more proactively as the years pass. Number two, and this is really important, the role of the executor has in recent decades become much more complex and subject to stringent reporting deadlines. And B, more litigious. That is, executors are being personally sued more than ever as a result of performing their role of executorship. For James and Val, it was less about the second point, litigation, fear of litigation, that made Val want to say no. She didn't want to be James's, her husband's, executor. James's estate, even from one spouse to another, which is the simplest way of doing things, was going to be complicated, and Val knew it. As part of our wealth management process at the Farwell Group, we take the time to review and discuss will and estate planning matters with all clients who would like our guidance. We recommend a review as life changes or every 5 years, a review of your will, a review of power of attorneys. It had been 12 years since James and Val had updated their wills and power of attorneys, well past the time for a serious look. In a meeting with our team of specialists, our estate and trust representative was there to join Val and James. She relayed a story that had concerned her. Her friend was named the executor of her husband's will. One level of complexity that made things difficult was this was her husband's second marriage, and there are children from his first. Added to this complexity was her husband's ownership in two investment properties and two of his own businesses. As it turned out, there was a significant amount of animosity around the financial distribution of the will. And as the executor, her friend took the brunt of it. And it was an overwhelmingly demanding job just to fulfill all the executor responsibilities. Now, by the way, we have created an executor checklist, which gives a full summary of all the possible executor responsibilities. And for any From a Woman's Perspective listeners who would like to see this list, Marilyn will provide a contact info at the end. The situation for James and Val is very similar. James has children from a previous marriage, as well as children with Val. He also owns a business in which two of those children from his previous marriage work. As a result, even the easier will execution from one spouse to another is going to be complex and fraught with dangers. Val does not want to be responsible for managing that on her own, particularly at a time when she'd be dealing with the loss of her spouse. It's not about capability. Val could do it. She would just rather not to. Naming your spouse as the sole executor is no longer an automatic. More than ever, the executor faces a significant commitment of time. There's complexity, personal financial risk, and potential for family feuds. And there are options. James and Val review some of the alternatives with the trust team I brought to the table. Number one, you can name a trust company as a co-executor in the will. Number two, as the executor, Val can reach out to a trust company and name them as an estate assist, basically a co-executor, but named not in the will, but selected after. And there are other organizations like estate law firms, lawyers, that can be hired at the time. In other words, there are alternatives worth considering. My recommendation is that when the time is right for you to take a look at your wills and power of attorneys, consider whether your spouse is going to be best suited to be your sole executor.
Darren, you always make me think. Wills and estate planning, knowledge about who's the power of attorney, whether we should pick a spouse as an executor. It really is complex. If someone wants to talk to you about their estate planning, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-863-7501. Or this is a topic we do address at our website, thefarwellgroup.ca.
And the contact information is always on my website, marylins.ca, under On Radio Sponsor Expert List. There's an executor checklist. I'm sure it's yours for free. Take down the number and call Darren and organize that if you wish at 416-863-7501. Thanks again, Darren. I look forward to learning more from you again soon.
Thank you, Meryl. It's always nice speaking with you. Bye for now.
Likewise. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip. And then hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian will join us with his happy story. And we'll chat with our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller. And lots more to follow. All of it from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we tend not to think very much of about our brain when we're young, and it's easy to take for granted because the brain actually plays a vital role in the quality of our life. It's the command center for our nervous system, functions, it regulates our memory, our moods, our energy, and our mobility. But for certain, as we age, the risks to brain health actually increases, and 1 in 4 adults will experience a stroke in their lifetime. Every 5 years after the age of 65, the risk of Alzheimer's doubles, and as well as other neurological conditions, they also increase. The most shocking statistic is from the CDC, which shows that 77% of adults age 45 to 65 with at least one chronic disease show some subjective cognitive decline, compared to just 22% with no chronic disease. So certainly if we have a chronic illness or chronic disease, chronic inflammation, it really increases our risk of cognitive decline. So let's talk a little bit about some things that we can do to protect our brain health. So this week I'm going to talk about 3 different things, and next week I'm going to continue on and talk about some more things. So one of the key things I focus on for brain health with patients is really a diet high in antioxidants. It minimizes oxidative stress, which can lead to impaired cognitive function, particularly with regards to memory. So the kind of things I like to focus on that are high in antioxidants include brightly colored produce, things that contain turmeric and curry, many beans, foods high in vitamin C also contain many antioxidants, and studies show a link between low intake of vitamin C and development of dementia. So we really want to focus on high vitamin C foods. The other thing I like to emphasize is omega-3 fatty acids wherever possible, because our brain contains fatty acids, something called EPA and EHA, and a diet high in omega-3 really helps build new brain cells. So good sources include nuts and seeds, organic fatty fish, and plant oils, things like flaxseed. And coffee, a lot of people drink coffee, but it's actually been linked to a reduced risk of stroke and Alzheimer's, perhaps because it has antioxidant qualities. Now, some people shouldn't be drinking a lot of coffee because it actually helps to, it can raise their blood pressure. So if you're sensitive to caffeine, green tea actually has even stronger brain health benefits because it has high levels of an amino acid called L-theanine, which can actually trigger a relaxation response. So really, antioxidants are a good place to start with regards to brain health. And next week, I'll give you some more tips as well for increasing brain health.
Thank you. I definitely want to keep my brain healthy, and those tips will be useful, and I look forward to others next week. In the meantime, if someone wants to consult with you, you offer a 15-minute consultation for free, either by phone or in person. How do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Look after your brain, look after yourself, and do it naturally. Call Dr. Betty at 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more about brain health next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Time is precious, and none of us should waste it. When we can't hear properly, conversations go over our heads and we're at a disadvantage. We can remedy this with a hearing test and advice from an expert. That hearing expert is hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, and he joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You are absolutely correct. Our time is finite and precious. Each one of us has a gift inside us. Our purpose in life is to share that gift with others. Some of us are entertainers, some of us are creators, some of us are healers. But what makes us all special is that gift. My gift that I share with people is solving problems. My team and I are always helping people with hearing loss hear their best so that they can continue sharing their gifts with others. This brings me to my happy story for this week. I recently met a gentleman by the name of Wayne. Wayne is a person who works in the TTC subway tunnels, making sure that all things are in well repair and making sure that things are safe for everybody. It is a terribly noisy job, which is likely what caused his hearing loss in the first place. But Wayne's current set of hearing aids aren't helping him hear his best anymore. Now, he stumbled upon our office because we're very close to the TTC headquarters here at Coxwell and Danforth. Now, his hearing aids needed a good cleaning and a new adjustment, as they hadn't been adjusted for over 3 years. So we did a new hearing assessment and proceeded in setting up his hearing aids to ensure that he would hear his best from his hearing aids. In about half an hour, his hearing improved so drastically that he became actually quite emotional. I even played some of his favorite music in his office, and you could tell that he was actually really, really feeling the emotions coming and washing over him. He said to me that he hadn't heard this well in so long, that the music sounded so different to him, just like he remembered it when he was in his teens. It is exactly like Darren says, you don't know what you don't know. As things change, they happen so gradually that we don't always feel the change. Hearing aids do require regular maintenance and adjustments to keep them working optimally for you. If your hearing aids haven't been adjusted in more than a year, make an appointment and get that done. Your ears and your brain will thank you.
Well, Edmund, you are a problem solver, and you deal with individuals personally and help them hear their best, whether it's finding exactly the right hearing aid or adjusting the hearing aids, you're there for people, and I thank you for that. If someone wants to book an appointment for a hearing test or to talk to you about their hearing aids, how do we reach you?
There's two ways of reaching me, but first and foremost is by phone at 416-754-4327. But if it's a little hard to talk to me over the phone, you can always email me at hello@hearingaidsource.ca.
The contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. Call Edmund at 416-754-4327. You have one pair of ears, and they can hear well if you treat them well. Thank you, Edmund, and I look forward to hearing a happy story again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Life is short, and when you feel you want to share your time with someone new, an efficient way to meet the right person is with the help of a matchmaker with over 25 years of experience. Here we call her Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's here now. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So the past week has been interesting because we've had a bit of change of temperature and some people have snow around outside of the Toronto area. And so people are really starting to think about hunkering down for winter and having someone to sit in front of a roaring fire with, or having someone to get on a plane and go somewhere nice south with the restrictions coming off. People are really, really excited about travel and really excited about having somebody to do that with. So we've been really, really busy, and people are very excited and really looking forward to having a life partner and doing the fun things that we've missed in the last 2 years.
Well, you know what? It's true. You have limited time and you want to make the most of it, and spending it with the right person is important. So if someone wants to talk to you about how they go about meeting that right person, because that's your specialty, how do we reach you?
So the best thing is to give our office a call at 416-777-6302, or you can visit our website at mistyriverintros.com. We have a chat feature on the website, so if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, you can chat with us. It's an actual person you're talking to. It's not a computer or a robot. And we also have a toll-free number on our website. I write a dating blog, lots of people getting back into the dating scene after being married for decades. And so I address some of the most common questions on there at mistyriverintros.com. There's also a toll-free number on our website. So if you're living outside the Toronto area, in London or Barrie or the KW area, you can give us a call on our toll-free number.
So are you ready to meet someone new? If so, Cupid can help you. Matchmaker Linda Miller and her team at Misty River Introductions have a great batting average. I believe the success rate is 75% for people over 70. And age is not a barrier. And there are plenty of men for the women and women for the men. So it takes a conversation, and then Linda can help you. The number again, 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, we'll learn about co-administration of vaccines from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then Realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, and lots more to follow. All of it from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi, good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I wanted to give you the update from NACI. NACI is the National Advisory Committee on Immunization. And just a couple of weeks ago, NACI came out with new guidelines for what we should be doing with vaccine, with COVID vaccine and other vaccines. And what the guideline now says is that we can give multiple vaccines on the same day. So for example, if you take your COVID shot, you could actually get your flu shot or your shingles shot or your pneumonia shot all at the same time. Initially, NACI said that you had to have COVID by itself, and that's because we weren't really sure if there were going to be unexpected side effects. But now that we've had as much experience in the last couple of months with the COVID vaccines, and we know that they're very safe, we now can give multiple vaccines on the same visit. So when you see your doctor, get up to date for everything, COVID, flu, pneumonia, shingles, whatever it is that you need, now's the time.
So we don't have to be fearful, and we can have multiples of vaccines on the same day?
Right, and that means less visits to the doctor, which is great, less exposure, and get caught up. It's time to get caught up.
Well, solid information once again, and I guess that's why your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is a bestseller. I know I have signed copies at my store, and if anyone wants to gift themselves or anyone one, they can order them for me, and I'll be happy to ship them at 416-504-6777. But where else can we get them, Dr. Brown?
They're online at Amazon or Indigo, and if you're going into stores, the bookstores can order them for you. The bottom line is it's all about healthy aging, so it's good to know what's important.
Useful advice is important to know. Clear language is what you are armed with. And the book, a wonderful book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Call me if you'd like to order a copy. Again, my number, 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
You may have heard the expression, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. And if in these past months the pandemic made you wish to escape to the country, wish for a cottage or a life outside the city, your wishes can come true when you seek and find a property, a deal north of Toronto. The person who will listen to you, define your needs, and help you find exactly what you want or better is Realtor Melanie Martin, and she joins us now. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, you know, I was just thinking lately that in these times when prices are so high and you look at a list price and then it goes for 100 or 200 or more over, you have to be very careful about where you're putting your money in and your investment. So I was thinking about families wanting to move up and families that might want to have their in-laws with them. But here's a situation where I'm looking at a property and the home is actually a teardown, but the lot is lovely. It's 100 by 138. The price is only $549. And can you imagine if, let's say, a family wanted to come up and build on that lot? Well, this lot you can divide, you can sever into two lots. So you could be right next door, still have your own autonomy, but you have a home next door to your in-laws. So this is a good investment in that a typical lot up here in the Innisfil, Alcona area, only a block from the water, I can tell you, Lake Simcoe. So it's a great location. New homes are popping up all over. You can save on development fees with this property, and you can build on it and actually make money, but then also find your way out of the city. So what do you think of this one?
Well, you always amaze me because sometimes we talk land, lots of land. Sometimes we talk about the perfect cottage. And now you're talking about a home and investments possibilities. So you definitely have a buffet of real estate properties to offer us. If someone wants to talk to you about their dream property or home, how do we find you?
Yes, please call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Realtor Melanie Martin. She'll listen to you, she'll watch the market, and she'll help you find exactly what you want, if not better. 1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to another deal next week.
Yes, have a lovely week, everyone.
Thank you, Melanie. Now, if you're looking for practical solutions to lessen the stress in your life and want to learn how to create harmony in your home, your office, or anywhere in your life, any space you occupy, our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Marilyn, and good morning, everyone else. Today, I'm going to answer a question someone asked this week. Was, do I use feng shui with small businesses? And of course, the answer is yes. I've helped many small businesses and offices with space planning, color consultations, and even moving packages. One of my favorites was to help open a new retail store planned to sell electric bikes in the city. We painted the store a beautiful butter yellow, and we used expensive bikes from the rafters. It was amazing. The dark frames of the bikes stood out against those butter yellow walls, and the grand opening was also amazing. Another fun project was with a used clothing store. They were wishing to have more customers. What could they do? Their inventory was kind of a one-of-a-kind nature, and it fluctuated a lot. But whenever they sold an item off a mannequin, the mannequin would be end up being naked for several days for people to figure out what to put on her again. But anyway, I came in with some creative ideas, and I ended up buying rolls of shiny pink gift wrapping paper. And from there, I made some pleated dresses for the mannequins and hats to match so they wouldn't have naked ladies in the store anymore but still draw attention. The results of that one, the display window we put together, was a showstopper as we posed these little mannequin gals into some really cheeky poses. What fun. So people couldn't wait to stop into the store to see what was going on. So yes, problem solved. As you know by now, feng shui works in so many ways. Enrollment is open for classes starting in January now. In 8 weeks, you can shift your home from chaos to clarity, a great way to move into the new year. This one's called Room by Room Rescue, begins January 13th. So look for me on Spotify, search for Feng Shui Your Day for access tips, musings, and interviews you can listen in anytime, every single day. Check out my website, CatherineWilking.com, or just call me and ask me about feng shui. 905-599-2693. I look forward to chatting with you.
And I'm going to clarify, Catherine is with a K and not an I-N-E, but Y-N at the end. So K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Wilking, WILKING.com. Catherine can coach you through feng shui in every room of your house and in your business. She does offer practical solutions for a stress-free life, and classes are coming up. So give her a call, have a conversation if feng shui interests you, and see how it can affect your life in a positive way. 905-599-2693. Thank you, Catherine. I look forward to hearing what else you do with feng shui because it enlightens me.
Awesome. Thanks, Marilyn. Bye now.
Bye for now. As a member of CARP, I plan to fulfill my desire to make a difference and fight for causes that benefit my contemporaries as well as those who are ahead of me and those who follow. I see that CARP is about action, action to create equitable access to healthcare, financial security, and freedom from ageism and more. Hundreds of thousands of voices definitely have more impact than one, and CARP carries our message to the politicians who listen to our combined voice. To learn more about CARP's advocacy, all you really have to do is log on to carp.ca. That's CARP.ca. And while you're there, check out the benefits and community. And once you're familiar with the ABCs of CARP, consider joining CARP if you're not a member already. I did that. I also subscribed to Zoomer Magazine when I joined CARP. I got the latest edition in my mail yesterday. It's titled New Year, New You, with National Treasure, jazz legend, and philanthropist Molly Johnson on the cover. I've planned to read it cover to cover and learn while I enjoy reading it. There's a lot to learn about CARP. The website carp.ca is a great place to start. If you're on my website, marilyns.ca, CARP is under the sponsor expert list as well. You and I can impact the policies of legislation that will affect us and those who follow us. Together, with all CARP members, we definitely are stronger. Oh, yes, and it's a bargain. 1 year CARP membership is just $19.95. And for just an additional $10, you get a subscription to Zoomer Magazine. CARP has lots going on, and I'll have lots more to share next Saturday. Member or not, I believe that you'll be glad CARP exists and is working for all of us. I'll talk more CARP next week. And next, after a couple of short messages, I'll join you as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Then we'll get a fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and get downsizing wisdom from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and speak with accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Yesterday was Black Friday, a retail bonanza that launches holiday shopping in the USA and also here now. If you didn't get all your shopping done in time for Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or any other good cause that you wish to buy a gift for, I have good news. I can save you time and money as if every day would be Black Friday shopping events. As if every day would be a Black Friday shopping event. I can be your wardrobe doctor and personal stylist and personal shopper. My client Josie sent me her Christmas list. She has her sister, three nieces, four grandnieces, and one grandnephew that she wants gifts for. They're all spending the holiday together. Josie wants little gifts to cheer them and finds giving something beyond money or a gift card more fun. Josie and I spoke. Each of the women, including her teen nieces, are getting toques with pom-poms, which are on trend and stylish and in assorted colors. They'll have mitts, and we're selecting scarves or shawls depending on their personality. The hats come in red, black, soft white, beige, gray, mustard, and champagne. Her nephew is going to get a black toque and gloves as well. Each of them will also receive the shawl that we've selected for them, and Josie and I are going to determine the colors and patterns together. All the shopping will be done by phone, and I'll send photos to Josie on her cell for approval. The cost, each hat $20, mitts or gloves $15, shawls and capes and scarves an average of $20. Josie's happy to add a personal card to each of her gifts, and I'm including her gift bags and tissues so that each thing is done when she gets them. That's 9 hats at $20, 9 gloves or mitts at $15, 9 shawls or scarves at roughly $20. All that adds up to less than $500, and I'm including the tax. Josie's all done. Her shopping will be done, her gift wrapping done. All she'll have to do is add that personal note. So if you want to shop at Black Friday prices and give gifts with a personal touch, every day can be your Black Friday shopping event. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And regardless of what you want to get, I'll pull your list together at less than regular retail prices and give you the tax on hats, scarves, and accessories. We can play Santa together, and you don't have to leave home to shop. Just call me at 416-504-6777. Or if you prefer to have me as your personal stylist or give me to any woman on your list, you're welcome to purchase a gift certificate with any amount, and I'll include myself as her personal stylist for free. So you can enjoy a bargain without fighting crowds in malls or even leaving home. I really can make it easy. Also, check out my website, marylins.ca, and see my comfort wear by Up or by Yest. You can shop online from size 2 to size 6X, and you'll save the tax. Every day can be Black Friday. That's only if you wish and you make the call. I'm very happy to help you gift the people on your list so you can feel the joy of giving without the pain of overspending. Before I go back to being your host, I need to say hello from Donna Smythe of TAB, the amazing bra. Our next healthy bra fitting clinic will be December the 11th. If you wish to experience a bra with no underwire, no elastic straps, that offers optimal lifting, no pressure on your shoulders, gives you postural correction plus increased circulation and tissue health, then just call me to book an appointment at 416-504-6777. The next clinic, December the 11th. It's a Saturday. We're totally accessible at 200 Spadina Avenue. These bras work for all women, all sizes, up to JJ cups, and they also serve for mastectomy needs. Once you try the bra, you'll understand why it's the only bra I've worn in over 20 years. In a moment, I'll be back as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get our fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and then we'll get downsizing wisdom from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and a happy story from Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylins.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylins.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why exercise? Exercise is defined as any movement that makes your muscles work and requires your body to burn calories. Being active has been shown to have many health benefits both physically and mentally. It can make you feel happier. Exercise has been shown to improve your mood and decrease feelings of depression, anxiety, and stress. It produces changes in parts of the brain that regulate stress and anxiety. It can also increase brain sensitivity for the hormone serotonin, which relieves feelings of depression. Additionally, exercise can increase the production of endorphins, which are known to help produce positive feelings and reduce the perception of pain. Furthermore, exercise has been shown to reduce stress and improve your symptoms of anxiety. Interestingly, it doesn't matter how intense your workout is. It seems that your mood can benefit from exercise no matter the intensity of the physical activity. The effects of exercise on mood are so powerful that choosing to exercise or not even makes a difference over short periods of time. One review of 19 studies found that active people who stopped exercising regularly experienced significant increases in symptoms of depression and anxiety even after only a few weeks. So the summary of exercise: exercising regularly can improve your mood and reduce feelings of anxiety and depression. So for a complimentary consultation on how to get started on a proper exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. Why exercise? Make your muscles work and reap the benefits when you know how to do them the right way, guided by your health coach, Christine. Thank you, Christine, for the information, and I enjoy working out with you. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto.
CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Moving is something we don't do often. And when we do, we want to do it efficiently, cost-effectively, and with as little stress as possible. That's definitely possible when you deal with an experienced senior move manager and her dream team. Here, our From a Woman's Perspectives expert is Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us today with some downsizing wisdom. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, the wisdom of downsizing and knowing when there's enough for you. I had a recent experience that drove the importance of this home. We recently helped a couple who were downsizing from their four-bedroom home to a condo that was just over 1,400 square feet, so good size. We helped them do some downsizing a couple of months ago in order to facilitate the staging of their house, and they had generously donated items to Furniture Bank and other causes at that time. They felt then that armed with a measuring tape, they didn't need me to help them space plan. They were sure they could do that on their own. I coached them a bit with some professional tips, but when it came time for our dream team to do their famous one-day pack, this couple still held on to enough to fill almost 200 boxes and bins. Taking into account their furnishings and wardrobe boxes, I advised them if they didn't get rid of a bit more, they'd need more than one full-size moving truck to get it all transported. When it became clear that at least one of the couple wanted to keep all of it, no matter what, I made arrangements to move the remaining items later in the same week with a more cost-effective delivery option. But I'm convinced if they'd originally worked with me to space plan, we could have together been a little more strategic. So after unpacking and setting everything up, and truly their things look great in their new condo, there was not a space for everything they chose to hang on to. About 7 boxes and 4 bins remain packed with nowhere to live in their lovely spacious condo. We utilized every nook, cranny, cupboard, closet, and underbed storage solution, but still there's overflow. Much as I love managing our older clients' relocations, I admit I am still often gobsmacked at just what very smart people, often armed with tape measures, believe will fit. Less can truly be more, and sometimes highlighting meaningful items in different ways can create the familiar warmth of home without the need to take every piece of every collection with you when you move. One of our awesome Dream Team members shared a Facebook post with me that I posted on our Facebook page this week. It would be a long post to read in its entirety, but it was written by a gentleman named Jimmy, who wrote of his personal experience with downsizing. It started out feeling pretty daunting for him. Each item had memories, but as Jimmy noted, here's the crazy thing. The more I got rid of, the easier it got. I started to feel lighter, better. And we moved in a half-size condo, and the oddest thing happened. It became our home. A picture here and there on the wall, our favorite pieces of furniture, the wife's knickknacks in the bathroom. We blinked, and it looked and it felt just like us. And then I found that thing I never knew I had. Enough. I had enough. The wild thing was that having less actually opened the door to so much more. More in our personal lives, more in everything. It sure seems there's much more to see and feel and believe if I have the courage, if I have the will to shape a life that's just enough.
That's lovely, Lori. And that definitely is downsizing wisdom. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing and a move they've planned, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. She has downsizing wisdom and plenty of experience on moving. Her experience will save you time, money, and stress. Again, the number, 416-697-8106. Thanks again, Lori, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Absolutely, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. It's been 5 years or more since you planned to make your bathroom into a personal spa. You hope no more holding on to slippery walls, and we're thankful you bathed without a fall. No more slippery floors, no more flaky paint. But Time has just flown by, and your wishes have stayed just that. You think perhaps that with the right person, you could map your bathroom reno and do it once and do it right. If that's what's in your mind, then know that when you meet Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, you'll have met the right person and the right team to make your wishes a reality. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thanks for the nice intro. As I am working for a client right now that's kind of living that reality. He's been in a nightmare the past 7 years dealing with this powder room on the main floor. His name is Victor. He's in his mid-50s. He's confined to a wheelchair. And yes, he has a stair lift that can take him to the second floor where he can take a shower and he can go on the toilet. But when he's on the main floor, he has a powder room that they've had multiple tradesmen come over and give so many wild ideas and extreme ideas about expanding the powder room into the laundry room, doing a pocket door, and a whole bunch of different ideas that were going to cost a lot of money. I came out there and came up with something simple. He has one door. We're going to make it into a double door. So now two doors can open. The wheelchair can get into that small powder room, and now he can go on the toilet safely. Because before, he was going through such a tight little narrow area, he'd slip and fall at least once a month. And doing this has literally changed his life. He's the happiest client I've had in a long time, just seeing something so simple. Because when you take someone's independence away, Marilyn, and you do something simple like this, it changes someone's life in an instant.
So basically, you've given Victor his independence, access to a powder room by just making two doors from one doorway and without spending a lot of money.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like I said, they've had so many contractors come over and give them tons of ideas that were very expensive and they just couldn't fit in the budget. So when we did something like this and we could think on our feet and come up with something that's going to help Victor in the long term, this was simple, it was cost effective, and he's so happy with our work. And that's just the beginning, because on his second floor, he does have a shower that does have a small little lip. So we're going to complete this renovation. And then we're going to work in the shower, get rid of that lip, Marilyn, and put in a walk-in roll-in shower so he can use a wheelchair. His caregivers can help him actually wheel right into the shower and have no fear of ever falling again.
Well, when people hear you talk about accessible washrooms, they usually think institutional. And your pictures on your website would be a good place to see that that doesn't have to be a reality. The Total Access Center website is a link from marilyns.ca. What about a show special, Daniel?
For sure. So if you're in a similar situation or would like to have an assessment done of your home, we call it the Total Home Safety Check. I'll come to your house, give you a full assessment of top to bottom, give you some prices so you know what's involved. This assessment's usually $89.95. I like to give it away for free for the first two callers this week. So if you want to pick me up on that, you can call me 647-206-6409.
Your wishes can become a reality, and it can be cost-effective. All you have to do is deal with the right expert. In this instance, it's accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin and his team at the Total Access Center. 647-206-6409. One call gets you started, and if you call quickly, you'll get your Total Home Safety Check for free. Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to another happy story next week.
You got it, Marilyn. Thank you.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Your wishes cannot become a reality unless you're prepared to take charge of your life and make use of the time you have to live well, to resolve to take action, to learn what you need so you are comfortable taking your next steps forward in every and any aspect of your life. You may be tired, frustrated, and immobilized by your life circumstances and the pandemic, but you can take action. You can create your to-do list, determine which things can be easily accomplished, and then do them and check them off your list. Done. And when you make good use of your time, you'll research to get the information you need so you can do whatever you have to do to reach your goals. Once you're empowered with solid information, you can chart your course and work towards making your wishes a reality. Most definitely, it's helpful to have the advice of experts to guide you. Unanswered questions make you feel ill-prepared to tackle whatever task you've set for yourself. So don't waste precious time just wishing. Take the steps you need to be informed and take action. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We're a phone call or email away. Our contact information is on my website, marylins.ca, just under on radio, sponsor expert list. No question need go unanswered. All that is required is that you ask your questions. Your goals, big and small, can be tackled by you once you're armed with the facts you need. So don't waste another minute. Do start to move towards your goals. And by taking charge of your life, you'll feel the satisfaction you get when you try your best to live well and make the most of the minutes in each of your days. Our hour is really past now, so I'll say good day, wish you a great weekend, and hope that you'll stay well and safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now, take care, and make those wishes come true. Do what you can to make good use of your minutes.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.